It's John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie today.
Mm-hmm.
We are the morning guys at WMDX in Madison. You can check it out at the WMDX dot or whatever to call it. What is it? What? The hot button?
Sure, let's call it the hot button.
Hot button, okay.
You can go to the Civic Media app and then you go to WMDX. Yeah,
then you got
to
hit the hot button and check it out.
Sure. Yeah. The phone lines are back open again, 855-752-4842.
I'm a little distracted. They're talking about Trump meeting with Putin.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have a summit now.
They're saying that they'll meet soon.
In the coming days.
Well,
that's what Trump
says. Is it 2 days or 2 weeks? Typical 2 days, 2 weeks.
They haven't really said.
Yeah.
And originally they were talking about Zelensky, you know, being part of this because it's all about the war.
But he can't be a part of it because, you know.
Why?
Putin has something on Trump.
Well, we don't know, but they haven't nailed it down, you know, where or when.
Right.
But they just say in the coming days. But, you know, that's the way Trump plays it. In the coming days, couple of weeks, we'll see what's going to happen in a few days.
It floats.
Yeah. And, of course, they're still talking about these, you know, the Democrats that left Texas. Mm-hmm. They're hiding out in Illinois.
That's right.
You know, hiding in plain sight somewhere in Illinois.
Well, they had to leave the hotel for a bomb scare.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the way Trump is. You know, you just don't know one day to the next what he's going to come up with.
It's true.
You know, and why I think this, because he does have that cheating heart, that they had some open meetings with some taxpayers and some Texas residents talking about this deal with the trying to get five more votes for the Republicans,
that's right.
redistricting and all that. And this taxpayer had a lot to say about Trump's cheating heart. So we put this together a couple of days ago. Yeah. Let's play that, Jacob.
Sure. I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course. He cheated on his taxes. He cheated on his business loans. He cheated on his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Check.
And he tried to cheat in the 2020 election.
Yep.
Got it.
He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business.
Not good.
Not good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
To me, House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence, waiting to swoop down on the dying carcass of democracy.
Wow. Buzzards.
All in other words, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way, but he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes.
Paint the picture here.
Your cheating heart will tell on you.
He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. You know, that's Donald Trump.
Yeah, biggest offense is, you know, dropping the ball and cheating that way. That was with everybody watching.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
He's done that for years. Yeah. Well, when you own all the golf courses, you could get away with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to get to RFK Jr. His plan is to kill everybody in the country, but very slowly. All right.
And that's his plan?
But it's pretty much his plan. And maybe that's the point, you know, to eliminate most of the vulnerable and aged people out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they tried to do that the first time around. Do you remember that? They wanted to leave COVID up to herd immunity.
Yeah, the pandemic.
And then they asked seniors to sacrifice themselves for the cause. Hey, you may die and you're more susceptible to dying from COVID, but do it for the kids.
Right.
Wow.
Sure, just sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, why don't we play this this cut here, and it explains everything.
Okay.
And COVID and RSV vaccines, quote, ineffective. Take a listen.
mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective.
Scientists and vaccine experts are now coming out against this decision. They say mRNA vaccines are a safe and effective way to fight against rapidly changing infections, and that cutting this research could put people at more risk during public health emergencies.
What the secretary is essentially saying here is that mRNA technology doesn't offer sufficient protection against things like COVID and flu, and that these vaccines could be rendered ineffective by a single mutation. We just don't see that, right? We know that these vaccines have been extremely effective against hospitalizations and deaths, preventing those, even if they don't prevent infections. And we know that these viruses have not mutated to the point where these vaccines are not working. They are indeed working.
So what types of diseases would these vaccines typically be associated with, where the funding is being pulled? Do we have a sense of that?
Yeah, so these terminated contracts are really focused on mRNA technology for COVID and flu shots. Obviously, those are the viruses with some of the biggest pandemic potential. Also, the viruses that are responsible for the respiratory infections that we see every year. So this new research could have gone towards developing newer, better versions of these shots, maybe ones that don't involve needles or combine COVID and flu vaccines. That's really important when we think especially about the next pandemic. How can we use this research? One expert told me it's like cutting the entire fire department because there's no active fire. We know there will be, and you want to be prepared when it happens.
So it's really a devastating cut, that's for sure. The intellectualist posted this response online, said, "What is unfolding is not just a policy change, it is a direct assault on life-saving medical progress. By suppressing mRNA research and halting the development of critical vaccine programs, we are denying people access to some of the most advanced disease prevention technologies ever developed. mRNA vaccines are no longer just about COVID. In fact, they say they're developing to prevent cancers, melanoma, lung cancer, protect newborns from congenital infections, defend against global threats like avian influenza, RSV, HIV, malaria, Lyme disease. Several of these vaccines, by the way, are already in phase three trials, and some were just years away from approval. That future is now being deliberately dismantled."
That's unbelievable. Those trials that are in phase three.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just stop those.
You can't stop them. They've gone this far and they're working.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I have another cut. Maybe we'll have time for that, but I do want to go to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Sounding wonderful, isn't it? I think medical tourism is a good bet for what's coming ahead. I think that's going to be going.
Yeah,
for
I think
a while.
That's it. I think that's our next. Yeah,
man. Everybody's going to be skedaddling to the countries that do take up mRNA and do a good job at handling the stuff that we've inaugurated. This is a little bit of a tangent, but I'll throw it in here. I know that the smoke in the air is driving people crazy, but it's all part of the same piece, which is science. Say what? I really enjoyed the fact that Tom Tiffany was big on sending letters saying, gee, Canada, you really ought to get your forest management techniques in place. Do note that we have just gotten rid of the endangerment finding in EPA that said greenhouse gases are a danger to humans. And they wanted to get rid of it because of, not unlike what Robert Kennedy is doing. Robert Kennedy cites, I don't know what, in order to back himself up. But this one was, well, it's outdated research. And actually, those greenhouse gases aren't too bad. So I'm just kind of looking at the smoke from Canada and thinking, it's just getting us ready for the next round. Because it's like we're going to be going back to where we were. Is it a little smoky outside? Don't worry, honey. Don't worry. We're back to before 2009. That's when things are good. So, we just have to take a philosophical approach and have another beer, and it'll be fine.
I think the beer will help.
All right, Joe. Thank you for that. I know.
I did hear that, you know, we should start worrying about it. Physicians are worried about the smoke that we're inhaling constantly because it's been such a constant stream of smoke coming down from Canada.
Right.
That we're just getting used to it. But we shouldn't be getting used to inhaling all of those particulates that cause cancer and other problems.
Yeah, the wildfires in Canada, I mean, it was all, you know, for the past week, it's really been a problem. Finally, today, looks like things have cleared up nicely, but boy, it's not good for your health.
Okay, I want to get to this next cut. Let's play this. This is cut 72, and this is more information about what Robert Kennedy had said, essentially breaking it down a little bit. All right. And we won't play the whole thing, but we'll just play part. Let's listen.
To understand the implications, we called up epidemiologist Michael Osterholm. He is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy.
We've actually been studying mRNA vaccines for more than 15 years. Hmm. And so there's actually was a lot of information available when the pandemic began. And that's one of the reasons why mRNA technology was chosen, was because not only how well does it work and how quickly you can make the vaccine, but we actually had a fair amount of information already accumulated showing its safety and showing how it was very effective.
Troubled mRNA programs. Do you believe those programs were troubled?
The only trouble that those programs ran into was the fact that ideologically this administration wants to reject the mRNA technology because it just reminds him of what happened with the pandemic. It's That's notable right. that this discovery of the effectiveness of the mRNA vaccine for COVID actually came out of the Trump 1 administration and was heralded as a major advance for which the president and the administration took a great deal of credit. So it's somewhat ironic, if not painful, to hear 4 to 5 years later that now they're totally rejecting it. So that's the only problem we have right now with the vaccine.
Are those vaccines unsafe?
And this is, again, where we get into it. You know, one of the gifts that some people would suggest RFK has is his ability to use words. For those of us on the science side, that's really a challenge because he doesn't really understand in many instances what he is saying. Hmm. When you talk about safety for the vaccines right now, this profile for mRNA vaccines is as safe as any we have. In fact, what we have clear evidence of is that as the COVID virus has changed and changing slowly, what we see is that we just have some reduced protection from the vaccine, but we still have outstanding protection against serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. And that is by far the most important set of outcomes that we worry about.
That's right.
So,
that,
in fact,
that's the big deal.
His statement is absolutely incorrect.
Okay.
And I think that's the challenge.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
That kind of gives you an idea how incorrect he is. It's just out there. He has this masterful way with words.
Well, yeah.
And that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back here in just a moment, but the phone lines are back open if you want to chime in on anything. 855-752-4842.
What I've got coming up next is a warning from Rachel Maddow. She did a little rant the other day, and it was just fantastic. It was really good, and we're going to play a part of it for everybody to hear and think about, because the end of this country is here.
It's here. That's what she says.
Now, I said this about 4 months ago, didn't I? I said we're already under dictatorship. No one else ever said it again. Not the way I just said it, but it is a dictatorship, and Rachel has finally come to that conclusion.
Yes, and we'll have that coming up next. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.